My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We heard from Mary Kay Cabot. Did anything that Mary Kay say strike you there?
Everything she says strikes me.
I think the big thing that is she is saying what I think we all kind of need to do without, you know, having overreaction Monday or overreaction Sunday night. They're still trying to figure it out. They're still trying to figure out who they are, what they're going to be, and in particular, how their quarterback can make them a better team. There is no way I can look at this season and not say everything revolves around Deshaun Watson. I'm not saying everything's on him. I'm saying everything revolves around him.
I think that's real.
It has to be.
We've been saying that since this summer. It hasn't changed, has it?
Well, we've been saying it since he's been able to play for this team. And then injuries happen, so you know you kind of get that a little bit. Today just kind of seems like Patience Tuesday to me. Like, I keep trying to say to myself, be patient, that maybe we're overreacting, but then I don't want to buy that, because I think the reaction by fans that we've heard so far is 1,000% legitimate. You know, most are kind of fed up with the drama on the outside. They want to see more for what the Browns paid for. Like, they don't think they're getting their money's worth. And whether you think it's true.
That's obvious. He hasn't been on the field very much.
But how much of that can you weigh out against patience?
I think patience runs thin at the end of this year.
I think patience is running thin now.
Well, when it comes to a roster thing. I honestly think if it doesn't work out, I think they got to move on. But I sure hope it works out. They've committed a lot of money, a lot of draft picks, a lot of energy, a lot of time, a lot of roster moves. I think the biggest thing facing the team right now, though, Andy, get Amari Cooper and Deshaun on the same page.
I think that would make a difference.
Five catches for 27 yards on 17 targets kills an offense.
Basically, you're 1-1 without your two best receivers, your two best pass catchers from last season, because Njoku's out.
Amari attracts attention just being on the field, but we don't want him to attract attention. We want him to catch footballs, and he and Deshaun need to get on the same page. I think Amari's outstanding, but they've got to figure it out.
John is in North Olmsted. Hi, John.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing good, trying to figure this thing out.
Hi, John.
So here's the thing. Do you guys not find it bizarre the amount of range of excuses that people have called in about? I turned it on right when I heard the guy calling about the offensive line size, and it threw me for a loop, and here's why. I feel like instead of just highlighting what the real issues can be, we're trying to tiptoe around them. When you're paying somebody $230 million, they don't get to be tiptoed around. They knew the responsibility when they signed that contract that's going to come with a lot of criticism, right? So For me with Deshaun, I think it's an IQ and field awareness issue. He just never seems like he's always in rhythm. Yeah, that first drive on Sunday was fantastic, right? 89 yards, 16 plays, whatever. Those are great drives to start a football game, right? But it's about consistency. The first half versus the second half were polar opposites, right? And some of that is play calling, and that's frustrating as well. My big issue was the last play of the last drive of the game, right? And I've heard that Stefanski said to tell him to take a sack. In that situation with the quarterback that is not dominating or coming back to his own and being consistent, throwing good balls, why are we even passing in that situation to begin with? Run the ball and let your defense win the game for you. It all boils down to we're all trying to tiptoe too much around this amount of money, right? And it's a polarizing number. But how long are we going to be accepting mediocrity, and how long is our patience going to tolerate that type of play, right? At some point, and I think the fans are already there, it's like a cut the ties type of moment. We just want consistency. The whole point of bringing Deshaun here was because we were in win now mode, right? And now it doesn't seem like we have that same mentality. But yet, what frustrates me is we're talking about the Browns, and yeah, they have their rightful place, but we got a team right across the way that's got a low payroll, new manager, and a clubhouse that is bonded together like no other, that is about to take Cleveland on a run. And mark my words, we will be in the ALCS, and I would be shocked if we don't make a World Series run this year.
Wow. Have a great day. John, dropping the mic for the Guardians in the end there. Nice.
Nice job, John.
We're going to talk Guardians a little bit later in the show. Omar Vizquel is going to join us at 1, and then we'll dive into the magic number. We'll talk about where the team is kind of poised right now for the playoffs, but that's coming up at 1 o'clock. Jeff, I mean, I don't know if you remember, I asked Mary Kay a question, and the question was the game that we like to play, Is This Something? And the Is This Something question that I asked her was that Deshaun Watson's passing spray chart, 50% of his passes are less than 9 yards, 9 yards or less. And I asked Mary Kay, is this something? I'll ask you in a second the same question. Here's what Mary Kay said for her answer.
You're not going to see that going forward. As the season goes along, they will open it up. They will get more explosive. They will complete some of those passes. Remember that Amari Cooper has dropped a couple of touchdown passes. So I heard someone yesterday saying, well, he didn't throw any touchdown passes. Well, he would have if Amari would have caught those touchdown passes. So once again, they are working through some issues. They'll get it together, and I don't think that's going to be a thing.
Let me dive into the numbers a little bit more even on that, Jeff, because when you look at it, 17% of his passes have landed before the line of scrimmage, and he has just 6 passes all season in the 2 games, I should say, all season. So it's not as big as maybe that is, but he only has 6 passes of over 20 yards. Is this something?
Yeah, it's something. I'm not sure what. Is it he's not capable of throwing because he's still coming back from a shoulder injury? Is his shoulder completely shot and this is all that there's going to be? Is the new offense designed to throw short balls? Are opposing defenses taking away the deep passes and giving him the underneath stuff? So it's something. Just don't ask me what.
Part of it makes me think that if you listen to what Mary Kay said and then you look at that spray chart, it's they're trying to either ramp his arm up or the inability to throw those passes over 20 yards is limited, maybe compared to where he was in the beginning of his career. I also say this on the tiptoeing around it because we're only 2 games into the season. So, you know, when you say that, you know, 50% of his passes, you know, less than 9 yards or less is still a significant number, it means, especially when you look at the first game, in that first half where they only had one first down, I mean, that could really skew those numbers through eight quarters. So I'll be fair about it. I'm just wondering if it's – is this going to be the norm or is this going to be the trend? And if it's the trend, I don't have a whole lot of faith in the offense. They've got to be able to connect on a couple, you know, 10 to 15-yard passes.
Maybe Cedric Tillman's the answer.
Maybe. Maybe Jamari Thrash is the answer. I know you might not want to buy
into
it. I think
Tillman gets the first look.
I would too, but David Bell got a lot of looks last week before he got hurt. I was actually kind of surprised. If Bell was the guy that was on the team that they ended up cutting to bring back out of the practice squad, then to bring him back on the active roster, and then to get that many looks over Cedric Tillman on Sunday, it kind of makes you wonder there too. But maybe David Bell was open, and maybe Deshaun found him. Curtis is in Cleveland. Hello, Curtis.
Hey, Andy. How you doing, man?
Good. What's up? What's going on?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Man, I was just sitting here listening to the radio. Some guy called in and said, why are they paying this guy $230 million? First of all, Deshaun Watson contract is not even one of the top eight paid quarterback contracts in the NFL, right? You know what I'm saying? They brought him in here, genius, to beat Joe Burrow and Lamar Jackson because they can't beat him. We saw that last year. Mm-hmm. Right? We thought that they can't beat him, right? Mm-hmm. Can't handle him, they can't beat him. That's why Deshaun Watson's here. And tell me he's a mediocre player. He's brought you twice as many wins as he brought you losses. Okay? He ain't playing in preseason. He don't got chemistry with Mark Cooper right now. Quit sitting on the armchair talking about a man who is not even one of the top, a three-time a pro, who's not even getting the money he's supposed to be making. All these other guys like Aaron Rodgers walk around 40 years old making $250 million. Man, hang up the phone.
All right. Thank you, Curtis. Curtis is angry.
That's dropping the phone.
Yeah. You agree with anything he said?
Everybody's made valid points today, Andy. I mean, we've been sitting here saying the same stuff different ways based on different information and different looks for months. It comes down to your quarterback. He has to play like an above average NFL quarterback. And I think right now he's playing like an average NFL quarterback. Maybe it's a step in the right direction that he has to take. I don't know. But, you know, I mean, clearly, if anybody, you know, Curtis is all fired up for Deshaun. That's great, man. I hope we see more of it. I hope we see more of what has Curtis fired up. He had a couple of really good games last year. Okay. And Curtis is right. His record as a Browns quarterback is 8-5. Now, is that great? No. But it's 8-5. It's a winning record.
Again, I think wins for a quarterback are the same as wins for a pitcher, especially when you've got, 21 other guys out on the field with you. You don't want offense and defense. Like, wins and losses for a quarterback, to me, are the same as wins and losses for a pitcher. Guy, a pitcher could go out there and pitch a great game and still lose, right?
Yes, but you can very rarely does a starting pitcher go out, pitch poorly, and get a win. And I would say it's the same for a quarterback. Very rarely does a quarterback go out and play poorly, and his team gets a win.
A quarterback, though, can go out and play average and get a win.
Sure, same thing with a starting pitcher.
Yeah, but I think in a lot of those scenarios, the defense was so dominant at home. I mean, I think we walked out of there going, like, ask Pittsburgh. Why is Pittsburgh 2-0 right now? Are we going to say it's because of their quarterback play?
Certainly not.
No. So that you go back and you ask yourself about the wins and losses, and yes, he has a lot of wins for what he's done here in the short amount of starts, but I can't give it. It's the same way I would look at a pitcher. It's exactly the same way. I'll just leave it at that.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.